That's the band 11 from their Awake in a Dream debut album from 1991 with Break the Spell. Before that, the Red Hot Chili Peppers went back to their debut. 1984 is when their self-titled debut came out, and you can find True Men Don't Kill Coyotes on that. Now, those two bands together have a long, long history, actually, because literally there was a band pre both of those bands called What Is This that featured members of both of those bands, and they basically evolved out of What Is This into the Red Hot Chili Peppers and 11. Jack Irons, actually the founding drummer for both of those bands. Just in case you were wondering what was going on, and while we're thinking of the funky stuff, let's turn our attention to the funky stuff that's maybe a little psychedelic and electronic. I'm talking about that funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that DJ Firefly plays on Couch Dancing each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5. And then she re-airs it from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon on Sundays here on WRCT. Hey, don't forget, my name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mach. You can always reach out to me, the Mockster, by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And while I'm telling you about shows, don't forget that Larry Berger does bring you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances each and every week on a little program called the Saturday Light Brigade. Kick off your Saturday mornings with a good start with the Saturday Light Brigade here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. As always, keep your radio, your computer, keep whatever you're listening to locked here to WRCT, because more great music is coming up right after this.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, let's just jump right back into the music. And while I am jumping and before this music really kicks in, let me take a moment to remind you that each and every Thursday, I, the Mockster, hang out down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. Yeah, guess what? We call it 80s, 90s night. And that's what we do. Speaking of 80s music, how about some Human League?
Turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Well, the truth may
turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination.
of the whole world. It's alright if you sigh, put your head next to mine. It's okay if you curl up in a ball, 'cause I might give it a try.
Pittsburgh's own Denora wrapping up that set of music from their 2009 self-titled debut with the song "The Chorus." So, if you're new to Denora, maybe you're new to Pittsburgh and you don't realize who some of these local bands are. And this is a release that's from 12 years ago. Denora was actually, or maybe still is, I should say, but a three-piece made up with two Jakes and Casey. Casey, the female lead singer, she and one of the Jakes are brothers. And the last name being Hanner, their dad, David Hanner, had some hits in the 80s and into the 90s with the Corbin Hanner Band in the countryside of life. So music's in their blood. And I'm very happy when I can play some local music that maybe it'll get it into your blood or somewhere. I don't know. Shelley and Orphan before that from their 1991 release Humroots with Burst. Also played some brand new music. Came out in 2021. Museum of Tomorrow with a Smokescreen. And went back to the 80s. Went back to the early 80s for some Human League. And just keep feeling that fascination. Hey, guess what? Feel the fascination of the Viva La Mock Show. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. So excited when you can join. If you have a suggestion for a song, you got to drop me an email. It's the only way that I stay in touch with people. I'm not on the Instas or the socials, and I don't know how to work a phone apparently anymore. I'm an old school boy with email, but I upgraded my email, so I have a Gmail account. So wrctrequest@gmail.com is really the only way you can get a hold of me, and I would prefer if you can get a hold of me. I would prefer. I love requests. Hey, Hey, did you know that it was 20 years ago? 20 years ago that this album came out. It was an all-covers album that Tori Amos put out. It's the title track. It's a Stranglers tune. It's Strange Little Girl here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
You're there.
That's a Tanya Donnelly channeling her inner Jimi Hendrix with her band Belly, asking you the perennial question, are you experienced? I know I'm not, but then again, there's a reason why I'm keeping my amateur status. Yeah, I'm just not ready to go pro. I'm not. That's why I've been doing college radio for over 30 years now. Believe it or not. Yeah, old man Moxter here, Grandpa Moxter, hanging out with you on the radio waves. Hey, before the belly, before I get distracted, because old men get distracted just with simple things like words, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Fairmount Girls gave us Hold Me Underwater. Before that, Matt Arose with the song Swim. Didn't actually intend for those two songs to be back-to-back, a song called Swim and another one called Hold Me Underwater, but I thought musically they fit well together, so I played those two back-to-back. And then before all of that, starting off the entire set, some Tori Amos from her Strange Little Girl album, which came out about 20 years ago now, her cover of The Stranglers' Strange Little Girl. Gets us to where we are now, which I can't find my watch, so I don't know. All I know is we're in the midst of an hour, and we're just making things happen, and I'm just doing what I do, which is just ramble, play music, and hopefully something you enjoy. From the Infinite Arms album, let's go back and listen to Asheville, North Carolina's own Band of Horses here on Viva La Mock.
Gonna take a trip to Laredo. Gonna take a dip in the lake. Oh, I'm at a crossroads with myself. I don't got no one else. Impossibilities at the door. I won't be needed. God's beauty in a photograph.
ourselves. Why not try something civilized instead? Gaining rights won't help anyone if we're pawning our souls. Freedom waits inside you and I.
I want to live where soul meets body, and let the sun wrap its arms all around me, and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel what it's like to be. In my head, there's a Greyhound station where I send my thoughts to far-off destinations so they may have a chance of finding a place where they're far more suited than here. Guess what we'll discover. We turn our dirt with our palms cupped like shovels, but I know our filthy hands can wash one another. Not one speck will remain.
I do believe it's true.
There are rules left in both of our shoes. If the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near. You're the only song I want to hear. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Where soul meets body. I do believe it's true that there are roads left in both of us.
softly soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
It's Kirby. Thank you.
It's 6 a.m. in some hotel, and I'm not sleeping very well. I just keep staring at the wall, waiting on my wake-up call. I cannot shake these dreams of you. They followed me into this room. I'd move my bed out in the hall if it was not for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my life, I let the best things pass me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. I did not want this king-size bed, but it was all the desk clerk had. It leaves me feeling very small while I'm waiting for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my life, I let the best things pass me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel, the drapes are drawn, it's just as well. When I lost you, I lost it all. I never heard my wake-up call. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel.
Good night to you. He sees himself a younger man. He sees himself a man that you once knew. Dancing with his chair, recalling everything he ever lost.
From his 1993 album, Kindness of the World, that's Joe Henry here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Some Champions. Before the Joe Henry, some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd has a brand new CD out called Working the Long Game, and I played Wake Up Call. So brand new, I literally just got it in the mail today, and I'm like, I got to find a song that's going to fit on my show. Oh, there it is, Wake Up Call. There's some other great ones you'll hear in the future. Bill Lloyd of Foster and Lloyd fame, but that's from a new solo album from Bill Lloyd. And speaking of brand new music from the Lunar Laugh. They have a new album out called Night Walking. I really don't know much about this band, but on there they're doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover. So I'm like, I'm doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover, and I'm playing Soul Meets Body by the Lunar Laugh. And I might have some Death Cab for Cutie coming up at some point in my show. I've already, you know, I might. I'm just teasing you with that. The Spin in there with Love Goddess, and start off the entire set with Band of Horses and Laredo. We've got about 30 seconds before we get to the top of the hour, which is hopefully enough time for me to remind you that you can have whiskey before breakfast. I'm allowing it, but you can only do it on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. because that's when Mando Richard plays his eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh here in this market and on other stations all over because Mando is that cool.
Hey guys, it's Malcolm Threat. We're back here on Cold Cuts at WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm mixing some tracks today. Still learning. Thank you.
Records, located in Millville, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has honest releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next song is a song I've been listening to a lot these days. It's by Patricia. It's called Consumer Recreation Services. I hope you're enjoying the show.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Welcome, everybody. I want to start today with another Republican senator who is saying something so uncontroversial. But it becomes controversial because of how radically authoritarian the Republican Party has become. But also, even though he's saying something true and uncontroversial, he's not our ally. He's not our friend. He's still a radical Republican senator. I know I'm being kind of cryptic in the introduction, but there's really three issues here. Issue number one is it's become controversial to say that Joe Biden really won. Issue number two is that former President Donald Trump continues to be triggered like a little boy anytime anybody tells the truth about the 2020 election. And issue number three is we should not be confused. These aren't our ally Republicans. They're radical Republicans who accept an uncontroversial fact. If a Republican said we need water to live, we wouldn't say they're our ally. We would say, no, we agree about something completely uncontroversial. And they are still radical Republicans. So let's get right into it so that you will understand what I'm talking about. Republican Senator Mike Round, he appeared, he appeared on Sunday with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. And he said in very unambiguous terms that they lost the 2020 presidential election. This isn't news to you. It's not news to me, but there haven't been that many Republicans that speak this clearly. So let's take a listen to what Mike Rounds had to say. Here we go.
You heard Martha Raddatz's piece right there. What do you say? You voted to certify the election last year. You condemned the protests as an insurrection. What do you say to all those Republicans, all those veterans who believe the election was stolen, who've bought the falsehoods coming from former President Trump?
We looked, as a part of our due diligence, we looked at over 60 different accusations made in multiple states. While there were some irregularities, there were none of the irregularities which would have risen to the point where they would have changed the vote outcome in a single state. The election was fair as we've seen. We simply did not win the election as Republicans for the presidency. And moving forward, and that's the way we want to look at this, moving forward, we have to refocus once again on what it's going to take to win the presidency.
Right. Actually trying to convince people that it's in their best interests to vote for you.
And if we simply look back and tell our people don't vote because, you know, there's cheating going on, then we're going to put ourselves in a huge disadvantage. So moving forward, let's focus on what it takes to win those elections. We can do that, but we have to let people know that they can believe and they can have confidence that those elections are fair. And that is in every single state that we looked at.
So this is not controversial. This is a senator simply saying we lost. That's all that happened. There were not more irregularities than there typically are. They didn't affect results in even a single state. We lost, and we've got to figure out how to win. So number one is that's controversial among many Republicans at this point in time, roughly half of whom still believe the election wasn't really won by Joe Biden. This gets us to Donald Trump's response. This uncontroversial statement from a Republican, which it being controversial is part of